listeners of AC English, welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一稀文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
So, beloved listeners, we are currently hiring and looking for English teachers and English hosts, and the location is in Qingdao. So, if you are available, please feel free to apply and join our family.
亲爱的粉丝朋友们，一稀文化在招聘全职的英文老师和英文主播，工作地点呢是在美丽的海滨城市青岛，欢迎大家帮忙推荐或者自荐。哎，西拉，今天咱们聊点啥呢？
Today we are talking about my love life.
那你最近有没有谈恋爱的倾向啊？
I don't have any good prospects, but maybe some bad situations.
Bad situations. 那没有人追你吗？你这么可爱。
I recently was in a situation where a guy was obsessive over me.
What? Be obsessive over you? 有人为你痴狂。
Exactly, yes. Obsessive is not a good word.
对，在英语当中呢，这个 obsessive 不是一个褒义词。
Yes. Obsessive means he could not stop talking to me and being around me and almost could not control himself in talking to me.
So, 那你刚才说 a guy is obsessive over you, 对吧？快跟我说说 ,who is he? 他是谁啊？你们是怎么认识的 ?How did you meet?
I met him at an event and briefly talked to him.
啊，也就是说在一个 event, 活动上认识的，然后只是 briefly talked, 是一个什么样的 event?
It was a dinner at my church that they were putting on for young people to hang out together.
然后呢 you briefly talked, how briefly it was?
He came to me because I was wearing a ring from my college that he recognized. And so he came and asked me, said, oh, did you go to this school? And I said, yes. So we talked maybe 10 minutes and then it was done.
然后呢?
And then he came and sat at my table with me and then asked me for my phone number. And then I felt bad, so I gave it to him. And then he texted me every day that week.
Wow, texted you every day that week. 是 texted you, 是通过手机号码发的短信,对吧?不是通过那种脸书之类的这种 social media.
Well, he also followed me on every social media.
在所有的 social media 上都关注了你, followed you on every social media. 都有哪些 social media 呢?
He followed me on Instagram, Snapchat, well, tried to follow me on Snapchat, and requested me on Be Real.
Be Real, 你也玩 Be Real, 哈、huh? 感觉他其实对你很上心啊，对吧 ?He is obsessive over you. 这难道不好吗 ?So flattered.
No, it was so creepy.
啊，你会觉得 creepy 吗
?Yeah, I saw him at...another event the next week and he kept trying to interject into my conversations and stared at me from across the room.
Wow, he kept trying to interject into your conversations. 你跟别人聊天的时候呢他特别想插话然后以及 stare at you from across the room. 眼睛一直离不开你。我觉得其实除了插话这件事情不太礼貌之外其他的不就是喜欢一个人的表现吗
?It made me feel very uncomfortable because I didn't even know him.
How did your friends think? 你的朋友们是怎么看的呢
?Even my friends noticed and thought it was very weird.
Oh, your friends thought it was weird too. 看来这样的行为在欧美国家的标准来看就是一个 weird, 甚至是 creepy, 恐怖的。
Yeah, my friends tried to protect me and helped me leave early so he would not keep talking to me.
You have sweet friends. 他们也觉得他 creepy, 所以都在保护你哈。
Yes, girls have to protect girls.
英语当中呢把约会的这个对象叫做 date.
If you are dating someone, he is your date.
Have you ever been on dates with some other guys? 你跟别人聊过吗
Yeah, in college, I went on dates that were not great, like a guy who tried to set me up with his roommate, or a guy who kept asking even after I said no, or someone who only texts me but would never meet in person.
都是一些 weird dates, 对吧？有那种明明跟你约着会呢，然后还想 set you up with their roommates, 撮合你跟他室友的，不知道怎么想的。然后还有那种 kept asking you out after you said no, 对吧？这个我觉得还理解，对吧？然后还有一些 only could text you,But never meet in person, 光发信息不见面的。这都是一些很奇怪的一些行为哈。
Yeah, dating is a complicated thing and hard to navigate, especially in the world of technology.
对，尽管 dating is complicated, 但是呢，在每个文化当中呢，都有一些约定俗成的观念。
We all have expectations or traditions for how dating works.
那接下来呢，我们就来看看在欧美国家当中那些男女交往当中的 do's and don'ts, 该做的和不该做的事情。
Yes, the dating do's and don'ts.
首先第一个问题哈， What kind of people do Americans look for in a relationship? 美国人找对象都喜欢找什么样的？
Americans do not like dependent or clingy people.
对，说喜欢可能太广泛了，但是不喜欢是非常清楚的。就是这是欧美国家的一个标准，就是不管男女 ，dependent people 爱依赖人的，或者说 clingy people 喜欢黏人的，这种都是非常之不受欢迎的。大家都喜欢那种独立的人哈 ，independent people.
Independence is very valued.
独立的人格是非常重要的。Independence is very valued.
You need to be your own person first and in a relationship second.
That is so true. You need to be your own person first, 然后再进入到一段关系当中，对吧？就像最近在追的这个男孩吧，他可能就是在美国人眼中表现的 too obsessed, 以及对你太感兴趣了。
Yes, a person like this seems too obsessed and too interested to the point where it feels creepy.
已经到了这种让人觉得恐怖的这种 point 了哈。其实是对的哈，如果你对他人太感兴趣，你知道吗？这个就是说，在你们西方哲学当中，就是说你的此在就没有了，或者说有一部分的你已经不存在了，你会被别人左右你的这个情绪。所以萨特说，他人即地狱。
Exactly. There was actually a time recently my sister dated a boy for 2 months and she maybe 2 weeks ago broke up with him because she said he was too clingy and she felt like she was suffocating. She couldn't breathe. So she broke up with him.
因为对方这个男孩 too clingy, 太黏人了导致让他觉得哇哦没法呼吸哈。
Yeah, and she felt like he...was too interested in her and did not have his own life.
那你们美国人想找什么样的呢？ What kind of people do Americans look for in a relationship?
I would say someone that has common interests as you, but is not exactly like you.
志趣相投 but it's not exactly like you. 有很多不一样的。就这样会有说不完的话呀，同时还能够在一段关系当中进行自我的探索与成长。那除了这个之外，还有其他的吗？
They can live life without you and are not completely dependent on you.
原来你们还有这样的一个择偶标准哈，就是说，对方呢一定是 can live life without you, 离了你绝对是能活的，然后也并不是完全的依赖你。所以欧美人会讨厌在一段感情当中表现出依赖对方以及黏人倾向的这种人。
Exactly. You have to let me be my own person.
对，有的时候我还是想孤独一点。
Yeah, exactly. Be by myself.
Yeah. 那接下来就是一个问题哈。What are some red flags in a romantic partner? 你们美国人眼中这个恋爱关系当中有哪一些是一些 red flags 是危险信号呢？
I would say someone that talks to you obsessively.
Talks to you obsessively. 就痴迷的跟你说话，这是指什么呢？
That means they will not stop communicating, talking to you, and being around you.
就整天问你吃了吗？喝了吗？在干嘛呢？
Exactly. It's too much and is very annoying.
第二种 red flag 呢？
Someone that wraps their identity around you.
在你跟前 wraps their identity around you. 包装他们的身份，这是指什么呢？
It means that everything about who they are is connected to you. Like what they like, what they don't like, who they see themselves as is only connected to you and not、mm-hmm. to themselves.
就是太刻意了哈。那第三种 red flag 呢？
Someone that changes who they are for you.
就是为了你而改变自我的。这个我们不要让大家误解哈，但是如果说是为了对方而变得更好，那肯定是一段非常棒的关系。但在这里呢，这个 changes who they are for you 指的是什么呢？
I think of more small things, like if before they didn't like to eat eggs, and you like to eat eggs, then they change, oh, I like to eat eggs, but just to make you happy, not because they actually do.
对，因为这个不会长久的，对吧？就是不真实嘛，就是不会长久的。那第四种 red flag 呢？
Someone who does not have their own friends, interests, or passions.
我其实特别怕这种人，因为这种人真的是非常的 boring. 然后因为他没有朋友，然后没有兴趣，没有 passions, 所以他一定会表现出对你的这种 clinging.
Yes, you are their new passion.
You are their only interest.
Yeah.
那第五种 red flag 呢？
Someone that is disrespectful to their family, coworkers, or friends.
这种绝对是 big no, 就是人品有问题。
This is a character problem.
Character problem. 那在美国，你们的朋友们会 being protective 吗？就是 how do your friends respond to a good or a bad relationship?
For me, my friends are very protective. Sometimes they want to meet the person before I go on a date.
Before you go on a date. 确定要跟人交往之前呢，你的朋友们会想meet the person first.
Yeah, or they will be my wingman and make sure I can avoid someone I do not want to see.
他们会做你的 wingman. 这个 wingman 我知道在汉语当中是有军师的意思，在这里指的是什么呢？
It just means that you are kind of their guard, like protecting them and watching out for them. But more recently, people will say, I am your wing woman. I don't want to be a wing man. I'm a wing woman.
Wow, 你的朋友们真的是非常的 protective.
Yes, I will not go on a date with a guy that I have not told my friends about.
Wow, what if you go official with someone? 如果你要跟某人官宣了呢? Go official with someone.
I will definitely not go official with someone if they have not met my friends.
Wow. 其实我们在看美剧的时候也会发现在美国文化当中男女交往呢双方的小伙伴都会起到很大的作用。
Exactly. Because these are people that are important to me and know me, so they should also know you.
对，而且本身 love is blind, 有的时候恋爱会让人盲目哈，就是对方适不适合自己，可能很多时候会失去理智。那么身边的人呢，他们更加的了解你，然后看得更加的清楚一些。
You need an outside perspective.
Exactly. 最后我很好奇，你们美国人找对象都是在哪里找啊？ How do Americans typically meet people to go on dates with?
You can meet potential partners online using a dating app.Or at a club, bar, at a church event, a sports team, or at work.
渠道还蛮多的哈。就像世纪家园这样的 dating app, 或者说 at a club, or bars, at a church event, 教堂组织的活动啊 a sports team, 以及 at work. 对 Cilla, 我们上次聊到这个美国人交朋友很慢热哈，需要一个很长的一个时间去 warm up. 那谈恋爱一般也是这样吧。
Yeah, usually is someone that they have spent time with or have had many conversations with.
也聊过很多很多次天之后，然后确保了解对方了。
To make sure you are interested and know that they are a safe person, just like in this situation, I only talked to him one time, so I don't know anything about him. I don't know if he's safe, so that was why I was so uncomfortable.
我真的希望这个男生能够听到我们今天这个节目。
I hope he doesn't. Hopefully, he does not want to learn Chinese.
Yeah, for sure. 那好，我们今天的节目呢就做到这里吧。关于这个话题，不知道大家有什么想分享给我们的哈。
Yes, you can enjoy the sadness of my love life failures.
这个不是你的 failure, 这个是那个 boy 的 failure.
Yes, his failure. He's not seeing what the true potential could be.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for listening. 欢迎大家留言、点赞以及转发。
另外呢，一席文化在招聘英文的人才，工作地点呢在美丽的海滨城市青岛，欢迎加入我们，和我们的主播们一起教英文，一起录节目。
Yes, please come and have fun with us. Learn some English and teach some English.
All right, so until next time, this is Pian Pian.
And this is Sayla.
Bye.